We're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
You know the name, but do you know the man? You know a story, but have you really captured his heart? His purpose? Is it clearly seen by you? You know, but you look again. Stare for a while and ask,
here. If you didn't know that, I'm lead pastor at Redemption Church, and I want to give you all fair warning. Next week is Mother's Day, so you want to be ready for that. Don't miss out, because next week is Mother's Day. All right. What? It's this week. Guys, why didn't y'all tell me? Somebody should have given me a heads up. I got a mom and a wife with kids. You mean it's not next week? It's this week. I am in trouble. All right, well, hopefully y'all made plans for today. Speaking of plans, we've been going through a plan. We've been talking about who is this and all the who is this's of Jesus. And the first week we talked about this. Who is this that is the resurrection and the life? Seriously, no one could have told me about this whole Mother's Day thing. All right, that was the first week. Week two is that who is this that is a miracle worker. And we talked about the miracles of Jesus and how many knows Jesus still is active. He's still working. He's still doing great things. And then last week, we talked about who is this who we looked past. And we looked past him. And we talked to you about Saul of Tarsus, how he had looked past Jesus. He thought he was doing the work of God. And he met Jesus in a crazy altercation in the desert. And he was hit to the ground and he was blind. And he said, "Who is this? God, who are you?" And that voice came back very surprisingly, "I am Jesus." And this week, we want to ask you, who is this that shows up unexpected? Who is this that shows up unexpected? This Jesus that we're talking about, he shows up and I know this is terrible. I'm really sorry. Hello? Oh, Mom. No, I didn't forget. How could you even... Guys, I gotta go. If you understand this.
Who is this who shows up unexpected? Well, my name is Marshall Blessing. I'm the care pastor here. And I would like to talk to you today about a Jesus who shows up unexpected. Is that all right? All right. Do you like surprises? Sometimes. Good answer. It depends, right? They can be either good or bad. We just saw possibly a bad surprise. Surprise audit from the IRS. That'd be a bad surprise, right? But just recently, one of our members, Cheryl Fain, surprised her husband with a surprise trip to Florida for his birthday. That's a good surprise. Surprises can be good or bad. My mom is great at surprises and surprising people. A couple years ago, she made a surprise visit to Ohio to visit her brother. She wore a disguise, and she arranged to just sort of meet him randomly at a gas station. He had no idea this was going to happen. It was a good surprise. Surprises can be good. Think for a second. If I were to ask you, what is the best surprise you ever received? You would probably say one of two things. It would probably either be something you received that you didn't expect, or when someone showed up who you weren't expecting. Jesus is the master of both these things. Jesus is the master of surprises. He always gives us more than we expect. And he frequently shows up at unexpected times and in unexpected places. So, Mom, when you surprised Uncle Ralph, you were acting like Jesus. Well done. Happy Mother's Day. Jesus does some really unexpected things. Jesus says some really unexpected things. Amen? The gospel itself is unexpected. Good news is unexpected. Have you watched the news lately? You don't see a lot of good news. Good news is rare. We live in a broken world. Tragedies make headlines. And whenever you turn on the news, it's reasonable to expect to hear bad news. Good news is unexpected. And the world got this way because of our sin. God didn't create it to be this way. We did that. So, if we're expecting a status report from the Creator, if we're expecting Him to show up and tell us what He thinks of how things are going, if we're expecting to hear from Almighty God what He thinks about what we've done, how broken His world has become, how we've messed things up, I wouldn't expect to hear good news. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Whoa, what? That's good news. That's Jesus. Through Him, we're saved. Because God loves us. That is good news. And I didn't see that coming. Good news is unexpected. Jesus is that unexpected good news. It's like the guy with the rainbow wig and the John 3:16 sign at the football games. Suddenly, out of nowhere, there he is, reminding us of God's love. Do you know who I'm talking about? You don't see him around as much nowadays, but I love that guy. Yeah, the rainbow afro wig and the John 3:16 sign. No. I miss that guy. It was silly, but he had a good message. If in a few years you see him show up again, you see a guy with the rainbow wig and the John 3:16 sign, pause your DVR, look really close. There's a chance that might be me. I could see myself doing that someday. Happy Mother's Day again, Mom. I'm sure that makes you very proud. Anyway, Jesus shows up unexpectedly. Amen? He does. If you don't know, let me tell you. Did you get an Easter invite card? How many of you got to see these? They were neat. If you didn't get one, we got some extras. I'd like you to get one. It's not too early. Come next Easter and every Sunday in between. Did you stare at it if you got one? It had this neat kind of picture on it, this black and white blob. There it is. If you stare at it for a while and then look away, Jesus would appear. And that's a great illustration because Jesus shows up unexpectedly all the time. He still does it today. If you get past all the bad news on TV, every once in a while there will be a news story about Jesus miraculously appearing in household objects. For example, on a tree stump. All right, I can see it. On a frying pan. Yeah. On toast. Yeah, I see it. On a Kit Kat bar. This one's tough. You got to look close at the bite. But he's there. On a turtle shell. On kitchen tile. Now, upon closer inspection, this one may actually be the Virgin Mary. But we have personally verified that this is a miraculous picture of someone. We went and checked it out ourselves. We had our scratch team on the spot. All right, even on a potato chip. Jesus appears on food a lot. And these are just a few. There are several examples all over the internet of Jesus showing up in unexpected places. I love stories like these because they show that people are eager to see Jesus. They're looking for Jesus. We should all be looking for Jesus. And they're kind of like a puzzle. They're like the hidden picture puzzle from Highlights Magazine when you were a kid. I don't know if you did that. Can you find a hairbrush and a chair and the face of Jesus in this picture? You have to look at it sometimes. But I don't necessarily believe that they are miraculous. So if you find a Cheeto that looks like Jesus and you're able to sell it on eBay for $1 million, I would say go for it. Just remember to come back to Redemption Church and tithe the following week. All right? The truth is, I don't know what Jesus really looked like. In all these pictures, I don't know that Jesus really looked like that. We don't know what Jesus looked like. The Bible didn't give us a detailed description of how he looked. In Isaiah 53, verse 2, it says, "He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him." That's about the best description we get of what Jesus looked like. I don't know what he looked like. I know what paintings of him look like, and some of these appearances kind of look like paintings of Jesus. But I found a potato chip that looks like a painting of Jesus. That sounds less special. Some people in the Bible didn't recognize him. Some of his disciples, some of his followers didn't recognize him. He didn't look the way people expected the Messiah to look. Last week we talked about who is this who we looked past. At times, we have looked past Jesus. And let me tell you, when you look past someone as important as Jesus, someone as powerful as Jesus, prepare for something unexpected. If you look past him and aren't expecting much out of this person, get ready. You're about to be surprised. In the Bible, sometimes people didn't recognize Jesus based on the way he looked. Instead, people recognized him by what he said and what he did. Ironically, one of the most recognizable things about Jesus was that he did unexpected things. Jesus is surprising. Jesus is consistently surprising. Throughout the Bible, Jesus shows up in unexpected places and does unexpected things. Jesus surprised people all the time. I sat down and tried to list them out. Are you ready? This is the list I came up with. He's the King of Kings. He was born into a stable and laid in a manger. That isn't where I'd expect to find the King of Kings. In his youth, he was in the temple discussing scripture with the scholars, and they were amazed at his wisdom and knowledge. And he was there in the temple when he should have been with the caravan, with his family, traveling back home. He shows up at the River Jordan, requesting that he be baptized. And John says, no, you should baptize me. Jesus says, no, I should be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. He walks along the seashore and tells some fishermen, come and follow me. He tells a tax collector to follow him. Everyone is looking for him, and he's gone off to be by himself, to a quiet place to go and pray. He preaches with authority in his own hometown, and they say, who is, isn't this the carpenter's son? Listen to how he speaks with such authority. He talks to a Samaritan woman. He asks her for water. And then he spends 2 days in that Samaritan town. And they all come to believe in him. He heals people on the Sabbath over and over again. And that's something you don't do. That was surprising. He heals people. He heals a lame man by the pool of Bethsaida. And the man doesn't even know who he is. He just shows up and heals this guy. The guy doesn't realize this is Jesus. By the way, that happened on the Sabbath too. He goes to Zacchaeus' home. He meets with Pharisees. He meets with sinners. He drives money changers out of the temple twice. Once, he shows up with a whip that he braided together himself. He appears transfigured on the mountaintop along with Moses and Elijah. He shows up walking on the water. His brothers ask him if he's going to the festival. And he says, not now. It's not yet my time. And then he goes anyway. And when he's there in the temple, he stands up and announces in a loud voice that he is the source of living water. Jairus' daughter is already dead, and Jesus shows up at his house anyway. Jesus knows people in Jerusalem are trying to kill him, and he goes there anyway. Lazarus is already dead, and Jesus shows up anyway. He washes the disciples' feet. He announces himself to the Roman guard who are looking for him to arrest him. Who are you looking for? We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. I am he. The King of Glory is put on trial. He is beaten. He is nailed to a cross. And he's laid in a tomb. And that's not the end of it. He appears to Mary. She thinks he's a gardener. He appears to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. He appears in a locked room twice. He appears on the seashore. He appears to Stephen before he's stoned to death. He speaks to Saul on the road to Damascus. He appears to John the Revelator on the island of Patmos. He stands at the door and knocks. He is coming again in glory, but no one knows the day nor the hour. He is the eternal living Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's surprising. Jesus is amazingly surprising. And that's probably not all of them. I wouldn't be surprised if I missed a few. So let me ask you, why is Jesus so unexpected? He didn't have a secret identity. He didn't put on a mask when he went out to do miracles. Sometimes when he healed people, he did instruct them not to tell everyone who had healed them. They usually did anyway. But his identity wasn't a secret. The truth is, people couldn't accept his true identity. John 14, verses 8 and 9. Philip was one of his disciples. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me? Philip, even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? After the resurrection, Thomas says, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Some people don't want to believe. Others just find it hard to accept the surprising truth that Jesus really is who he said he is. I understand. It can be hard to accept. But there comes a point in everyone's life when they will encounter Jesus. And as surprising as it may be, the truth of who he is will be undeniable. Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There will come a time when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. As surprising as it may be, as unexpected as it may be to some people, there will be a time when he comes and they won't be able to deny that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you have encountered Jesus already, if you have accepted the surprising reality that he is your Savior, you are blessed. If not, look again. You need to get to know him. And I pray that you do before it's too late. Brothers and sisters, have you ever been caught off guard by Jesus? If not, you need to spend a little more time with him. Because even once you know him, Jesus is still surprising. He is consistently surprising. And he is surprisingly consistent. He does what he says. He told his disciples that he would be put to death and he would rise again in 3 days. And they were still shocked when he did it. He prayed for those who persecuted him. He turned the other cheek, just like he instructed his followers to do. He proclaimed good news to the poor, freedom to the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind. He proclaimed the year of the Lord's favor just like he said he would. I pray that we don't make the same mistake that some of his followers did. Jesus does what he says. And he said he will be coming back. We don't know the day nor the hour, but he is coming. It's closer now than ever before. Be ready. Don't be caught off guard. Jesus shows up at unexpected times. Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he will be there among them. Do you believe that? Amen. He does what he says. I'm here in Jesus' name. Are you? Amen. Do you believe he's here? He is here. He does what he says. Jesus is surprising, and I believe he is present here today. He is here today. And if he is here today, if he's a part of your life, we should expect to be surprised. His ways are higher than our ways. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. You can't get your mind around that because it's more than anything you can get your mind around. This is the God we serve. Based on that, we don't know what to expect. Expect the unexpected. Expect Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Jesus does show up today. And even if it's not unexpected, it is surprising every time. Where does Jesus show up in your life? I hope it's not just at church each week. If Jesus is part of your life, he could show up at any time. He should show up at any time in your life. Jesus is surprising. Are you willing to be surprised? Are you willing to be surprised by him? Are you willing to encounter a God who is able to do more than you expect or imagine? Jesus does appear in our lives today. Not in pots and pans or in tree stumps or burned toast, but in you. In the lives of people around you. In the love that we share with the people in our lives. Sometimes it is in unexpected places. In the prayers of children. In the wisdom of our parents. In the encouragement of our brothers and sisters. Katie, would you come? Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. The king shows up in unexpected places. Are you looking for him? Sometimes it takes a little effort to see him. He's not always easy to recognize on sight, but we recognize him by what he says and what he does, what he's doing in our lives. Are you looking for him? Are you actively seeking him in your daily life? Seek and ye shall find. Let me ask you this. Do you announce him when you find him? When you see him, do you say, there's Jesus. Hallelujah. That's God. That's God at work right there. There's Jesus. Praise God. Let me tell you, sometimes we need that. Sometimes when you recognize him, you can encourage others and help point them to him. John chapter 20, chapter 21. The disciples had been out fishing all night. And Jesus appears on the seashore and starts having a conversation with them. He even tells them where to find this miraculous catch of fish. And they think, wow, that's amazing. This must be a neat guy on the seashore. But it's not until the disciple who he loved says, it is the Lord, that Peter stands up and says, oh my goodness, that's Jesus. That's who I'm looking for. And he dives off the boat and swims to shore. Sometimes we need that. Sometimes you can encourage your fellow believers by announcing, that is the Lord. There's Jesus at work. And then they dive in. So announce him when you see him. Look for him. Help others to see him. Are you willing to encounter Jesus today? Are you willing to reach out to him? Are you willing to be surprised by a God that reaches out for you? He is here today. These altars are open. Come, talk to God. At the end of service every week, we invite everyone to come and talk to God. He is here today. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Reach out to him. As you draw near to him, he will draw near to you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com and be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.